Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast, His Five, as we continue 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today's message is a little bit short, but it's simple, but it's important. And we're going to talk about how do you get back up off the ground after adversity strikes. And our verse is Proverbs 24:16. Though a righteous person falls seven times, he will get up, but the wicked will stumble into ruin. So as believers, it's imperative that we get back up and get back in the game no matter what happens to us. You know, it's not our own strength that we rely on to do this, but the strength of God. And I remember the summer I turned 14, you know, I tried out for the All-Star team, and it was the first year of my life that I wasn't sure if I was going to make the team or not. I'd been nursing a hamstring injury throughout the summer, and it was still a little tender, but wanted to give it a shot, and I went to tryouts, gave it everything I had, thought I had a good day, but the next day I received the news that I did not make the team. Now, I remember walking in my dad's office to talk to him about it, and he said something to me I'll never forget. He said, "Don't get bitter, get better." And when you hear people who've accomplished something tell their story, there's always a setback that they overcame at some point. And I've experienced multiple disappointing setbacks in ministry and fundraising, work, school, sports, coaching, and other areas. But one thing remains, I just keep getting back out there. So in the Christian walk, we will continue to have setbacks. But what should separate us as believers is our ability to trust in God, rely on His strength, and keep moving. The enemy wants us to quit. The world wants us to quit. But God wants us to keep on moving. And the only way we quit growing is if we quit getting back up. And Peter had his setbacks. Moses had his setbacks. Paul had too many to count, but they all kept going. And no matter what happens, I just want us to challenge ourselves today. Let's get back up and keep fighting. Rely on the Lord's strength to sustain us, because God's word tells us we will have trouble. In our closing verse, John 16:33, "I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." So no matter what happens, when you fall down, you get set back, disappointing, the only thing we know how to do is get back up and get in there. See you next time.